In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Oh, yes, it does. And somebody who makes sure that you understand the shifting sands and tides and are able to take the right swing at the market is Petra Hess. She is the editor at Petra's Picks. And if you want more information, her website is PetraPicks.com. It is, of course, part of the Raging Bull community, which is online at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Petra Hess, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Chuck. Thank you for having me.
You've got an ETF that you are looking at right now as a swing trade, and it is one that, it's momentum-based. So explain what it is that you're looking at and why.
So the ticker for this is MTUM. It's the iShares Momentum Factor ETF. And what brought me to this ETF is that a lot of my clients came to me to say, you know, you put out trade ideas that are large cap and mid cap stocks, and I can't trade those. I can't trade Apple. I can't trade Nvidia. They're too expensive. So I was looking for a solution and came across this momentum-based ETF. And it is a fantastic ETF that is actively managed, and they hold those higher-priced momentum stocks that are on the move and going. And it is a great way to get broad exposure to all those stocks that are really the movers and the shakers in the market.
That said, the market itself has had upward momentum, but it has been very slow, right? We keep seeing the market set record highs, but it's not setting radically higher highs. Is that a problem at all for this ETF? I mean, does the momentum ETF need actual hard driving momentum to succeed?
From what I've seen and the way this has been managed, I think they're constantly going for the stocks that are really moving. And even when our market has been moving sideways or pulling back a little bit, they seem to position themselves in those stocks, because even when the market's pulling back, 80% of the stocks usually will pull back with it, but you've got 20% of the stocks that are still moving ahead, and they seem to get a good positioning into those stocks that are going to keep moving up. This is an ETF that in 2017 is up 30%.
And I should point out, over the last 3 years, and this ETF, and again, it's the iShares Edge MSCI USA Momentum Factor ETF, MTUM, that over the last 3 years, it hasn't just been atop its Morningstar peer group. It has been number one. It is like not near the top. It is the number one large growth over the last 3 years, averaging 18, almost 18 and a half, and the last year up a little bit more than 30%. That said, do you worry at all that like you're buying this at a high? You look at charts. The chart on this says you can still buy this?
Right now, I have a few shares of this that I bought back in September. And last Friday, this popped out over the top of its trend channel. I'm now monitoring this for a pullback at least to the 20-period moving average to increase my position. I don't think this is the ideal spot here. And when I look at a weekly chart right now, we had a nice weekly candle on lower volume. So that tells me there's some momentum buying, not the momentum buying into the momentum ETF right now is kind of sliding back, indicating to me a potential pullback, which will be another buying opportunity.
Okay, so if it pulls back to the 20-day, the 20-period moving average, which in this case would be 20 days, if it pulls back that far, how far is it dropping for you to consider buying it?
So it closed last week on Friday at $99.35, and that brings it down. It's about $3.50 down from there where that 20-period moving average. So we'd probably be between $95 and $96 would be the area I'd be looking for and add to my position.
basically the expectation is we have a pullback and then we take the next leg up, at least back towards resistance, and that would get this ETF up to what?
We'd be starting to break through the 100, 102, 3 area. This is an ETF, when you look at the chart since December of 2016, it has just been textbook perfect, nice uptrend, a little pullback, moves up, pulls back to the 20, and then up again, back to the 20. The 20's really been a sweet spot to buy this on any consolidation or pullback.
And I'll point out that what we're going to try to do as well is, of course, we on Raging Bull post all of our interviews, and we will post this and try to get a chart that shows the 20-day moving average as well. That way folks can see how it's been riding that. What's going to convince you at some point that it's time to get out of this ETF? There's time to either take your profits, because obviously you're not worried about the fact that it's about to take a pullback. You said you've got some shares in it, which you purchased when, and what would make you change your mind on this?
So I purchased shares on November 11th for the first time in this. I've got 125 shares. The overall market, so I'm watching the SPY, I'm watching the Qs, I'm watching the diamonds, which have been on fire, even old IBM blowout earnings and really pushing the Dow up. If I start to see all the markets turn over, I'm going to be really watching this position and maybe at that point exit and wait and see what the markets are going to do. But I think that from what I've seen, that even when we start to get in a market that's pulling back, whoever is managing this ETF seems to be able to keep some stocks that are moving in it and keep it on the rise.
It's MTUM, the Momentum ETF, the iShares Edge MSCI USA Momentum Factor ETF. And it is an ETF that, as Petra pointed out, not buying now, watching for that pullback to add more to the position that she's already got. Petra, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Chuck.
Petra Hess is the editor of Petra's Picks. For more information, go to her website, which is PetraPicks.com. So it's Petra's Picks, but, you know, when they put together the web address, they drop the apostrophe. Yes, PetraPicks.com. It's part of the Raging Bull community. That's RagingBull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. This was a great way to start our October the 23rd show, but a great way to start needs much more, and we've got it. Starting with the big interview next, and then a trip to the danger zone with David Trainer, and then the market call. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.